Conan, what is best in life?
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women.
That is good. That is good.
What is happening? Flying Monkeys Wargaming Podcast, where wargaming was easy. It would be your mom. We are gearing up for Wizards GT. I think all of us are going to be there. Dan had to do some honeydew stuff tonight. Ben is adjusting to some work stuff, so he wasn't around. Duncan, those don't know, Duncan blames tax season on like 99% of his missing stuff. So, of course, he's blaming tax season again. But we did a drawing for Patreon. Congrats to the winners. Listen to the episode. You'll see who you are. We gave away a Tyranids Battle Force. Big prize. Hopefully the winner enjoys it. And I will quit talking, and we kind of jump in midstream, so enjoy the episode. Wizards ICT. www.wizardsict.com. We have all of your tabletop wargaming, board games, and comic book needs that you could have or want. We will fill them for you. We offer discounts of 10 to 20% on every single order. And if your order goes over $100, we will ship it to you for free. We carry most of the top 40 board games, most of the top tabletop wargames, and Marvel and DC comics, and a lot of independent books. So if you're looking for a comic book subscription, you're looking for a new board game to try out, you're looking to fill that Warhammer army out with some new models, we can help you out. Check us out at www.wizardsict.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Wizardsict.com, and shoot us an email. We'll let you know if we have it, if we can get it, and we will get it to you. Will this help you get your geek on?
Yeah, it's, I always get it. I never understood how Chaos players complain when, like, no matter what book comes out, all that shit can still interact with all that shit, and all they do is lock down everybody else's stuff. It's amazing to me. But yep. I don't know, man. I think
he can get healed by the Nurgle power, can he?
I haven't looked. I haven't looked.
Nurgle, is it a Nurgle heal a Nurgle demon for?
Yeah,
then yeah, yes, I would assume he can.
Yeah, so he's gonna. I think the potential for souping him is good. I've played around with Death Guard list, and I can't seem to find a list that I feel like is anything but Morty. Like, it's like you can have a little bit of this, a little bit of this, but you're not going to do anything really well other than just, like, throw Morty at people. Yeah. And I think if you, the pure Death Guard list, the way to go is to not have Morty. And I know that's pretty opposite of what, like, Nick was saying on Art of War, but I just don't think that's
pretty. I'm like 90% sure the one he played today did not have Morty in it.
Yeah. I watched a deal the other day though, and he was saying like he's going to be on all the Death Guard list. I'm like,
start, absolutely he will be. But
yeah, at the start, I think then everyone figures out they lose. So
yeah, well that's what I found. Like it's just like you can having Morty is cool, but it just doesn't seem like you can build a list that plays the missions well and have Morty. You know, and well, he's not enough of a beat stick to, I feel like, you know, he's not going to make up for the deficit of having the other usable units in the army. But
in just pure Death Guard, you can kite him for 3 turns. He did nothing in Mind and Trent's game. He ran around the table for 2.5 turns doing nothing until it was time for me to kill him, and then I killed him.
Right.
Right? Like, it's just... Eh.
Yeah. How big was
the Terminators were more annoying than he was.
Yeah, I think Terminators are where it's at with that book.
Yeah,
probably 2 fatty units Terminators with a cast of characters supporting them.
They and are then, so good for their points,
and then some pretty you know pretty tough stuff in your backfield like Plague Burst Crawlers and Plague Marines holding down them points.
I don't think Plague Marines are it.
You don't?
Nope.
You have to. Well, I don't know.
I think they still die just way too quickly. I'd rather have just 10 Poxwalkers over
them. Yeah, they do. They do just kind of die. You can use Terminators to bring Poxwalkers. Yep. They count for that. Yep. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right then.
Yeah, I think Bam was trying to say, "Oh, no Poxwalkers," but yeah, the Terminators count.
I did not realize that. So.
Yeah, I didn't either at first, and then it clicked. So,
well, good. That's that'll be interesting to see. Like, I don't know, their Terminators are really good, and they also get the Contagions too, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So that's even better.
You know, well, just the Contagion and Urgle, but
yeah, it's the only ones who get special Contagions are Mortarion gets one, and then Warlord traits for
yeah.
And then there's a strat to put it on the squad, but
I like the shutting off an aura or shutting off rerolls is pretty dope.
It's bonkers, yeah. Pretty too good is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys, we're rolling right into it, guys. I've been recording. I probably should have said
something, I know. But
the conversation was good.
We heard you.
Okay, so, dude, the Dark Angel stuff, man. I'm wondering if we're going to start seeing some Codex Pyre creep. You guys feel the same, or you think it's going to be a balanced book?
I think overall, it'd probably be a balanced book. I mean, it's still just the Space Marine Codex, just with supplements on top of it. So, yeah. Nothing has been too crazy so far from that book, and I don't think this will be any different. I mean, Terminators are going to be annoying, but I think they're already going to be annoying with the meta as of now with Death Guards. So, I think dealing with Death Guards, you'll deal with Dark Angels.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Yeah. The bike stuff that they spoiled is really not anything special or crazy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Unless they make Black Knights like way more efficient or better than they are right now, it's not too crazy, because Outriders being stuck at 3 is eh. Regular bikes are okay, but they're still expensive and kind of eh. And the Black Knights are just really expensive for what you get. So.
Well, they're just like another elite army, right? They're basically an elite version of a Space Marine army.
Yeah. So you don't think a repulsor having a transhuman is going to be an issue?
Well, isn't it? I think the transhuman only goes to infantry, doesn't it?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Way I read some of that today, like you could give a repulsor transhuman, but
yeah, they give get it something. Inner
circle. Yeah,
they give something for it, right? And the two things that Inner Circle does for sure is they are fearless and the 4-up wound thing.
So if you make your repulsor Inner Circle, he could be. Yeah, I could be shooting my mouth off. So if I'm wrong, just yell at me, everybody. But
I think you can make it, but I don't know if it gets the transhuman thing.
Yeah, we won't know until that book comes out, right? Because they were pretty non-specific about it.
Yeah, we'll see. I think the White Scars player should be spitting mad though, because here comes Raven Guard with now you can make a whole army of bikes and. White Scars are like, man, Khan ain't even on a bike anymore. Got robbed.
Yeah.
I don't even see the Dark Angels thing on the FAQs anymore.
It's an index, though.
It's an index, yeah. They've been playing off the index with the Space Marine book. So they might have dropped index.
Yeah, it's an index Astartes, right?
Probably. Yeah,
it's not on this page anymore.
Huh.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, the book doesn't even drop till the Saturday after this Saturday.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's see if I can find it.
Okay, I found it. Let's see. Yeah, each time an attack is made against this unit, if this unit has an infantry keyword, unmodified wound roll of 1 through 3 always fails, irrespective of any abilities, weapons, book.
Yeah, so then it... I don't know what it does for them, other than it lets you take them in the army.
I think it doesn't break the Inner Circle. I'm sure there's something with Inner Circle. I think that's what people are saying.
We will see. That book could be stupid, retarded.
It definitely could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping to see Drukhari before we saw Dark Angels, but that's, I guess, not going to be the thing. So
that's asking too much from Games Workshop.
Yeah. I'm kind of wanting to figure out how the Xenos are going to look this edition. Yeah.
I'm worried about Dark Elder. I'm a Dark Elder player, but I'm like,
yeah, I have a big.
I don't know how they're gonna deal with some of this stuff out here right now.
Yeah. Well, so my thoughts about Eldar, right? Like, if they stay a toughness 3, 1 wound army, right? Like as a standard, mm-hmm. like their offensive power has to go through the fucking roof, even compared to what it is right now, which is still also dangerous. Because now you're turning into glass cannons, like, that could just make, like, bad play experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're like, oh, my glass cannon army, it fired off. I guess I won the game turn one. Ha ha. You know? So, yeah, because right now, like, any elf flavor is just, they're floundering because they just cannot deal with what's happening with the books that have been released.
Yeah. They don't deal with Death Guard.
No, not at all.
No Eldar deals with Death Guard right now.
Nope.
Ugh. Yeah, they. I mean, that's another book that I think, you know, like Death Guard got a complete workover of how they play, how they function. I think Jukari's...
Yes and no. Like, I only half agree with that. I think overall the feel's still there, but it's just, yeah, it's just a couple of those things. It's like, well, this is a little different, but yeah. I think overall I probably play my Death Guard pretty similar to what I played before. It's just Morty's my spawn, and then...
I was going to ask about spawn, yeah.
I haven't played the spawn yet. I'm kind of curious. I kind of want to mess around with them, but I'm not 6 CP messing around with them yet.
Jesus.
Because it'd be... It's two per squad, right? For the
if
fives.
They're over 3 models, yeah. Yeah. So I'd think about running 9 of them for 3
yeah.
CP.
Maybe. Three of 3, yeah.
I think that... I mean, toughness 6 with the minus 1 damage is still...
That's pretty
good for... What is for, it?
They're like 100...
75 points.
Is it that cheap? I thought they were like 30
points
something.
A model.
Oh my god, yeah, that's pretty good.
It's not bad.
No, that doesn't suck at all.
I mean, they probably won't be what they were before, but they're still playable from the sounds of it.
No, I mean, and they've pretty much just gotten better, being 2d3 attacks versus d6 attacks. And I think everything else is the same, or I think instead of 2 extra attacks, it's d3 extra attacks, I think. So that's potential to be better, too, so.
Yeah. Yep. Possessed got better, too. I don't know about that, though, because you can't put them in rhinos anymore.
Yeah. But I think I'm just playing around with them. If I bring them, I put them in a drill.
That's
like, well, yeah. I mean, I can still do that. And then,
yep.
There's still only 2 wounds, though. That's the big problem. I think that 2 wound with minus 1 damage is basically kind of worthless, but a 5 bindle kind of helps, too, at the same time.
It helps against a lot of the melee that's going on right now, but not as much some of the shooting, because a lot of shooting is like 3 or more damage.
Well, and you pretty much negate like the white scars as a special deal with their ability.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. This is like episode 3 talking about fucking Death Guard. Everybody's probably sick of it by now, except for Sean.
I mean, what else?
I just keep bringing it with me.
Yeah.
What else is there to talk about right
it's
now?
True. Well, the list came in for Wizards GT. We could talk about that a little bit. So
I
haven't looked at them yet.
There's some interesting stuff, man. It's
I'm sure it's a mix like usual. There's going to be some dumb good stuff and some dumb shitty stuff.
There's a range from it ranges from filthy casual to I want to win a GT style list.
Yeah.
So and there's a couple what the fucks in there. But
two identical Necron lists.
Yeah. My prediction is Dan does not win this tournament.
Oh yeah, so, you don't think Dan wins this one?
He's not here, so he can't win.
Oh man,
that's rude.
That's funny. We'll wait to tell him that until after he's lost, I guess.
Is
that, Nate Bates and Trenton Sample been copying each other's homework. They're like, just mix it up a little bit so it doesn't look like mine.
it's still like the same.
Yeah,
so, are there a lot of Redemptor dreadnoughts? I know that was the big.
Bet they're all
in Wichita. Everybody wants a Redemptor, so it's the thing down here.
I've got 2. Mike's got 2. Derek has 3. Charles has 2.
I think Scott has 2.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
They are. Have you played against them up there, Sean? Or you gotten?
Not really. I mean, honestly, like, unfortunately, everybody I've played is just Eldar players right now. So.
Do they?
I'm winning.
They are right now. They're surprisingly durable, and they're very good and efficient for the points. I think I don't know. They could probably go up in points a little bit and still be worth taking, but I think they're about where they should be, and they do what they're supposed to do if you're using them right.
Yeah.
So
they're good. They're actually a really good counter to Death Guard too, because like all the cool Death Guard sauce is like also 2 damage stuff. And they do 4 damage base, so they can just punch Terminators to death.
Is it 4 damage base?
Yeah, 3 plus D3 on their fists.
Yeah, they change the fists. Okay.
Yeah, not the shooting, the fists. Yeah, yeah.
And then I have the built-in minus one damage.
Yeah.
And just...
Like, I had one just sit and tank a whole squad of Death Shroud for, like, a whole game. And it just kind of bounced off of him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like the right matchup you want to do there.
No.
I think you just shoot entropy cannons into them until they die, kind
of
thing.
Yeah, he didn't have any of those. So, but definitely yes, those.
What list did he bring when he played you the Death Guard?
It wasn't. I mean, he had Morty, a couple of bloat drones with the mowers, two squads of Death Shroud, two squads of Plague Marines, a Plague Caster, a Lord of Contagion, and then the Surgeon dude.
How did the Plague Drones with the mowers?
Ten Fox Walkers. How did what?
The Plague Drones with the mowers do.
They're fine. I mean, they're fine. It's
I like them on paper, though, man. I kind of want to do that.
I know how to play against shit like that, right? So I don't know. Like, they're good. I just I counterplayed them pretty handily. So
yeah, you kind of have to just know what you're running into with some of that stuff.
Like, yeah.
You want to put your Plague Drones into Marines. You want infantry mainly with that old Plague. With
and I mean, drones. Like, he put them into. I made him put in a Blade Guard, which is not a great target, right?
They're three wounds, right?
They are. And the four and vulnerable and transhuman.
Yeah.
Right? So he just kind of bounced. He didn't do a lot of damage back, right? Like, my one damage power swords only did like five wounds or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, then the next turn they fell out of combat. Dreadnought walked up, punched it to death, so.
I think, I never know his name. It's the guy with the bell. I think the bell relic is really strong with a lot of Death Guard lists. I think that's something you do want, just because it's a huge dictator. If you have a big, you know, Death Squad or Morty or whatever, you want him running around, keep him in combat for a turn. It increases the viability a lot doing that.
Yeah, people probably just aren't thinking about stuff like that yet, and they'll get there.
Yeah, and an extra inch or two of movement, like. Mm. That's big. Like that's a game basically right there. As if I missed this by an inch or I made it. So,
I wish I had points for my banner of plus two movement because I would use it. I just don't have the points for it. So that fucker's 125.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's I don't know. It's Blood Angels. Blood Angels are good, man. I wish. Yeah,
they're good. I think they're the best Space Marine faction, but people disagree.
I think if you want some good close combat Space Marines, you pretty much have to go Blood Angels. Yes. I've been.
I don't know how Blood Angels run into Death Guard too well. I mean, I know you played that one, but
yeah, it needs more
aura. Like,
it needs more testing.
Was he running the Foul Blight Spawn?
Foul Blight Spawn.
The Flamer guy with the no reroll or with the loose charge aura.
Yeah.
No, he was not running a
Foul Blight. You bring him in every list. That's like a mandatory, like 70 points with a relic. Like,
yeah, and it's worded like the
you don't charge.
You're not eligible to fight. So
yeah,
it's like the Judicare roll. He has the aura roll, the relic that makes it so you don't count as charging. So
yeah,
Blood Angels would lose the plus one attack and plus one a wound. So that's big. Like,
yeah, it's a big deal for sure.
And he can bump it up to 12 inches too. It gets really silly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I haven't had to play against that yet, so I don't know. I cannot comment.
Well, what the fuck you doing?
I wouldn't like it.
I think you'd find a way. Yeah, I've gotten one game in. I had a league game last night, and I felt sorry for the guy. So it was. He brought Craft Worlds.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah, I played a game tonight before this against Eldar, because that's all I can see.
Was it Tony Tebow?
No, it wasn't. It was Brad Earthy.
Okay. How's Tebow doing?
He's good. He's ready for COVID to be over, from my understanding. He misses us and he wants to come out and play, but he's not coming out with the virus out right now.
Well, he's probably has, I don't know, the rest of his life to wait. So
He's messing with another armor right now. I don't know what the leak is yet. Unless
we're going to 3 and 4 mask now. That's going to solve the problem. So... All right, bye.
There is someone running 3 links this weekend.
That was a list to beat with my Morty list.
Yeah.
It was my game 2 with the new codex.
Which is interesting, because I would have thought that the links would actually be pretty good at handling
He ignored Mortarion that entire game.
Oh.
And Mortarian walk through everything after that. So
that seems like a mistake when you have the tools that can deal with him at long range.
Yeah,
but okay. I don't want to play against three Lynxes, frankly.
No, the output's good. Definitely scary with rerolls and everything.
What's in the rest of the list?
It's like 30 Harlequins, squads of 10, Farseer and a Troopmaster, Shadowseer. I think it's about a couple of Hornets too, if he hadn't changed his list.
Hornets aren't bad.
No, they're good for their points, but
yeah, they are.
They're also bad with, well, for this tournament they're not bad since there's only one Death Guard player, but excuse me. But yeah, I think it'll do fine this tournament, but I think in the future with more Death Guard players, Hornets will be seen less and less.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
Maybe with more Redemptors coming out right now too, so
looking forward to seeing all you fools there.
Yeah.
Let's see. I might knock out our Patreon drawing here real quick.
Oh, hey, the Patreons.
I have to get a random number generator up. We're actually trying to get everybody ahead of the meta here. We're giving away the Tyranid Brood Swarm. So.
Oh.
Tyranids are doing just fine right now, I think, especially with that Forge World book.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a list that I've been using just as a fuck off list. It's good. It performs.
And when the FAQ came, Alex actually fucking added models to it. So
yeah, the list went. I got to add two more good ass models to the list. It was just ridiculous.
All right.
If I could have had it painted for this event, I would have almost run it just to be counter meta. Because it's like weirdly good against a bunch of stuff that Space Marines are kind of not as good against.
I think they could have won a lot of games.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to have problems with Mortarion, though. The Tyranids don't really have an answer to him.
Yeah.
So, other than just roll as many attacks with big fatties as you can and just assume you're going to lose one.
All right. I'm giving away a set of dice to the Poo Flinger tier, which is the lowest tier. We got a number 8. Oh, excuse me, that's not Poo Flinger, that's Crop Duster. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, and 8. That will be... Oh, their membership's expired. Fuck them.
Oh, no.
We're going the next one up, so... The next Poo Flinger, or Crop Duster, on the list will be... It's Mr. Freef. F-R-E-I-F. So congratulations, Mr. Freef. You have won some dice. They're the... I think they're the Fire Slayer dice. They're pretty cool.
Oh boy. Sigmar players rejoice.
Yeah, there's a few Sigmar people on this Patreon that I know actually play Sigmar, so it'll be good. Next, we're giving away a start collecting of Fire Slayers. And that will go to the Poo Flinger levels. Let me get a random number generator here. Generate should be number 10, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Anton Dahlberg wins the Fire Slayer box set. Maybe he'll start an AOS hobby now. All right, and the big one, which goes to the bigger tiers, which is the Ace Monkey. We'll randomly generate that. It's number 3. And that will be Nate Martin. Fuck that guy.
Hey.
Man. So Nate Martin wins the battle set, battle box set
of Tyranids. There you go, Nate. Time to start Tyranids.
New army. New army for Nate. So
no more Brothers of the New Dawn.
No brother, yeah.
He already tried Tyranids, though. It didn't work out for him.
So. Well, he had genes that are cold. I don't know about Tyranids. So.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, so Noble, congrats on your dice. Anton, congrats on the Start Collecting Fire Slayer set. And Nate, congrats on the Battle Box or whatever, the Battle Force of Tyranids, man. Hope you guys enjoy. I do not know what I'm giving away next month. I'm trying to do like a big, medium, small type deal. And so I'll post it when I get it and let you guys know. It'll definitely be worth it. So get signed up for that Patreon. Thanks for everybody that participated there. So what's that, Alex?
You're not going to be late on shipping things to Nate because you can just give it to him.
I'll see Nate this week, dude. I'm Laura is good in my life. She's pretty much you have to ship stuff, and I'm like, yes, and we get it out the door, so it's...
That's good.
Yeah, like last week, I sold a whole bunch of stuff on eBay for the shop, and sold some stuff that day and got it out that day, and she keeps me honest, so...
Yeah, can you get those Death Shroud back?
Death Shroud? Oh, in stock?
Terminators? Can you get those Death Shroud Terminators back?
Dude, I sold those, man.
I know. I said get them back. Don't sell them.
It's too late.
Wait for this weekend.
You have to talk to Trenton, man. He's the one that bought them, so.
Oh,
yeah. But, all right, guys. If you supported, thanks for supporting. Like I said, we'll do this every month. The Patreon helps podcast grow. I'm paying to host it. You know, paying for equipment, things like that. So it's the support is much appreciated. So let's get into this weekend, guys. What I guess we peripherally talked about it a little bit. You know, we got some pretty heavy hitters going this weekend. Ben Sherwin's going to be there. Dan Salmon's going to be there, but we've already said he's going to lose because he didn't show up tonight.
Oh.
What other contenders are we looking at for this event?
Yep.
Alex is going to be there. I'll give Alex...
It's not going to be me.
Definitely contender status.
Nate Martin.
Nah. Sorry, Nate. Love you, bro. Kyle Thompson's going to be there. He's pretty good.
I don't know certain names still. I'm like, well, I know like four names.
Nick Weiss. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they have a... He's playing like his... Tempestus, right?
He is. Let me review his list here real quick.
Looks like Admech and Knights.
Oh, alright. That's different.
No, there's some Doomcrawlers in there and some Knights.
That's Admech.
Yeah. He's rocking the Castellan, man.
That's interesting. That's an interesting choice.
Castellan, two Orgalaves. He's bringing House Raven. What's House Raven do? You guys remember?
That's like the shooty. It's like reroll shots or something. Okay. Number of shots.
Reroll once, isn't it? You reroll once.
It might be. And then they had the strat for the dump strat, right? That's the one that everyone used. It's like reroll damage rolls or some shit.
It's all rolls of one. It's the number of
that's
shots.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Three Onager Dune Crawlers. Five Dragoons with Taser Lances. Dragoons are good.
They're expensive now. I don't know. I'd rather see the Iron Striders over those Dragoons. Yeah. Especially since they lost the bonus to hit, rocking the extra hits.
The Serbius Raiders, is that the horse dudes?
Yeah,
it's the dog dog things that are super good.
Tunic Servitors, Rangers, and Call. How does Call work in that list? Maybe hanging out with the Dune Crawlers.
He hangs out with the Dune Crawlers.
Yeah,
repairs knights.
I mean, he's. Basically, he's coming in here expecting people to be running, like, Morty and a bunch of other shit like that. Or, like, the unkillable chicken, etc., etc. And he just wants shit to just peel big models off the table.
Well, he doesn't... I don't think his list deals with Morty that well.
Yeah, I think the Castellan can.
Could be...
I mean, it can.
He's only got to get a couple of those shots through.
It's a lot of damage.
Let me roll that fatty damage. Let's see, what other list we gonna look at here? Let's look at Kyle Thompson's list. He is playing Adeptus Astartes.
Yeah. As you do.
He is doing an Ultramarine successor, Hungry for Battle, Master Artisans, Sergeant, Company Vet with Lightning Claws, Chainsword Storm Shield, blah, 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 Captain on Bike, Chaplain on Bike, Tactical Squad.
That's a weird choice.
Dreadnought.
I mean, I prefer tactical squads over intercessors right now.
Yeah.
I prefer no troops over troops right now out of Space Marines. So yeah.
I always say I think infiltrators are still worth it for denying that deep strike in your when it's, everybody brings scramblers. It's like
The deep strike. That's like all people are doing with it right now, though, is scramblers because no one really, for the most part, is deep striking like hurty things, and that's what people care about.
Well, I think like, I mean denying scramblers is huge. That's
well. Hang on, let me finish this list. Let me finish this list, and then we'll talk secondaries. Dreadnought, Redemptor Dreadnought, a unit of Scouts making an appearance.
Is that two regular Dreadnoughts and a Redemptor Dreadnought?
Yeah, Multimelta and a close combat weapon on both those regular Dreadnoughts for 125 points. It's not bad on the points.
No, it's not.
Servitor, Suppressor Squad. And then Drop Grav. Looks like two units of Grav.
Oh, boy.
Not drops, they're rhinos. Yeah, it's rhinos. So two rhino grav units. So, man, the further I got into this list, the more play it felt like it had. So, it's not bad. I think you'd have to be really good to get it. I'm not sold on Grav this edition, but I think Grav is still decent.
I don't mind it. I think it's good for what's being brought.
Yeah. Suppressor Squad surprised me a little bit, though, but they, like I said, they got the Grav shoots, so they can start off the board and pop on wherever they want to later, so which is not horrible.
Yeah. Which he probably does, because they ignore the heavy weapon penalty in Tactical Doctrine, so.
Yeah. So let's, what were you guys saying about Deep Strikers? Let's get back to that conversation. So, I think the stonks on Infiltrators are up a little bit compared to what they used to be,
not necessarily Infiltrators, I'll say Deep Strikers, little Infiltrators. But I mean, every list wants to have Deep Striking, in my opinion.
Yeah. I just think for 120 points, man, Infiltrators are just tough, and there's just so much I can do with 120 points that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's, you gotta think, okay, so I'm spending 240 points to deny 10 points. I mean, most of the time I think I take that. That's just me.
Meh.
But
my thing is, with the reduced board size, I think you can max out blocking out a board with a couple unit of infiltrators, but you can almost do the same thing with a scrub ass unit if you're smart about it. You know, using either ruins or terrain, you know, leaving a couple units of assault intercessors in your backfield, you can almost accomplish the same thing. And then those units do, like infiltrators do, almost jack shit in close combat. You know, if they do wind up in a fight in the backfield. But that's my hot take.
The shooting phase too.
Yeah, and then there's no AP on their fucking guns. You know, you're basically paying for a unit that can stand there at T4 with a 3-up armor save, and you're paying a premium for them. So, you know, I'm sure there's people that can play the shit out of them, but I just the way I build lists or the way that I've done things, I just don't see the use for them. But
I've given up on troops in Space Marines. They're just.
I mean, that seems to be the general idea. Everybody just, you don't play troops in Space Marines.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm over it, so.
Let's look at Sherwin's list. So
it looks pretty similar to what it's been. I've noticed a lot of people are bringing the Sakaran Omegas, too.
Yeah. Alex has one in his list.
Redemptor Dreadnought, isn't it?
So, it is and it isn't. It's fast. It moves 14, so it's really easy to hide in a corner and then run out. It's always 6 shots on its plasma, and it's almost the same plasma. You're missing 1 AP on it, but in Heavy Doctrine that doesn't matter as much, and half the time, fucking everything has an invulnerable save anyway, so what does it matter?
Yeah.
And then it's got the three heavy bolters on it, and it's just a lot of shit that's ballistic skill 2 with a tech marine that can be where you want it, shoot what you want. You can't really hide from it so well. So
I don't think he's running a tech marine, but yeah,
yeah, I know. Yeah, what here, let's do Ben's list real quick. So he's running, of course, the one-man crusade to make Black Templars great again. He's got a battalion.
I don't know, John Lennon, man.
Get the fuck out of here. With his
wasn't
blue.
His list like bad?
Bad.
Yeah. With his blue, like, with really his blue ass fucking Black Templars. I mean, orcs can make any list look good if it's a bad orc list. So, Black Templars. He's got Grimmy in it. Frontline commander. Blah blah blah. Master of Sanctity makes him pretty good. Hero of the chapter. With a Hellbrike, three Crusader squads, chain swords.
I don't think he's actually a Master of Sanctity.
No, he upgraded him. He upgraded Hellbrike to.
You're allowed to upgrade special characters now. That's a thing you can do.
I think he's one that you can.
Okay.
So, or no, Primaris Chaplain Bike. I'm reading the lines wrong. I'm sorry.
There you go. That makes way more sense.
Yeah, rights of battle. Blah, blah, blah. So, we had the Crusader Squad, Servitors, an Apothecary, upgraded to Chief Apothecary with the Crusader's Helm. That's a good combo. Terminator Assault Squad, Vanguard Vet Squad. And then attack bike, Inceptor Squad, a fatty Inceptor Squad, and then a Whirlwind, which in that list, a Whirlwind probably is not a horrible thing. I'm not sure of the points on a Whirlwind yet, but...
You
lose fight where you fight last strat on it, and that's the big thing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's overall the list I think he's been running.
Yeah, stuff. He's done pretty well with it. So we'll see what he shows up doing this weekend. Let's hit up some variety here. Let's get over to Cookie. Cook's running the Custodes. He's taking the Shield Host for the Shadow Keepers. Extra relic. He has a Kalexus Assassin. Shield Captain in Alorus Terminator armor, and Shield Captain on Dawn Eagle Jackbike, which he's got a combo where he can kind of throw that Terminator around the board into weird places. Sagittarian Custodes, those are the Bolter Shooty dudes. Three units of them.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Alorus Custodians, big old fat unit of five. Some Prosecutors. What are the Prosecutors?
Those are Sisters of Silence, I think.
Yeah, he's using them to outflank scramblers and shit.
Or they're cheap. Or pin down backfield corners. The Palace Grav Attack, which at 95 points, man, those things are fucking steel.
They're stupid. They're like 30 points under costed. Yeah, they're fucking ridiculous.
There's two of them. Then he's got a unit of Venatari, which Venatari are dope right now. They're really good. And, of course, the Telamon, which Telamon's really good. And 260 like points of get fucked. So
90% of every Custodes list that's ever existed.
Yep.
Weird. Yeah, I mean that's. I mean, I think he's been running that list for a minute.
He has.
Yes.
And
little changes here and there.
Yeah. But he's getting really good with it. So
I didn't see any Sisters for this weekend. Is that
there? Tyler DeVries is bringing Sisters. Let's hop over and look at his list. I think he's going Mortar Fire heavy. He's got a...
Yeah.
So his list is called Melt Your Face Off. Creative.
Yeah, I bet it's got a bunch of Retributors, too.
Yeah. So he's got a Battalion, Canonists, and a Missionary. Sister. Repentia. Or no, three Repentia units.
Yeah.
95. Are they Bloody Rose?
They are Order of the Bloody Rose, which if you're running Repentia, that's probably what you should do with them. Some Seraphim to drop in and either flame stuff or drop in and score stuff. Two Rhinos, probably for the Repentias. Then he's got Spearhead, which is Martyred Lady, which he does something similar to what I do in my list. You take the Martyred Lady for the other stuff, And then you put the Repentia and the Bloody Rose. And Juneth lets you reroll wounds and hits, which she's really good. Battle Sisters, Mortifier Squad, or Mortifier, Mortifier, Mortifier. So three single Mortifiers.
Okay.
And then Retributor, 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 and two Immolators, which they're the Flame Immolators. They're not the Melt Immolators. I don't. My playstyle, this is not how I would build a Sisters list, but Tyler is a pretty good player.
Retributors are fucking good.
And Retributors are really good. They can move and shoot without penalty. The problem is you're throwing a Multi-Melta on a three toughness model, you know, with one wound. And I'm just not as sold on them as I am other stuff. So Tyler's pretty good, though. He... there's some play in this list. I think the list's pretty good.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem bad by any means.
It does not. Let's look at Cam Hawkins' Necrons list and see if he copied Tyler or if he copied Trenton and Nate Bates' homework.
He definitely did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is very different.
So, I don't know what any of the fucking dynasties do for Necrons, so that's useless. Nova.
I think it's the AP. The AP dynasty.
Is it? One. Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a Anorakker, the Traveler, a Command Barge, a Chronomancer. Dude, Warrior Spam. That makes me happy. I think Warrior Spam is good. He's bringing the Void Dragon, Kryptholes, Lynch Guard, Night Skeeve, and a Ghost Ark. So.
You call it a Night Skeeve?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
I did.
I didn't want to say it.
I'm drinking.
It's a scythe. It's a scythe, man. Scythe. It's farming implement. Jesus.
Is it a farming implement, though?
Lich Guard. I actually really like Lich Guard.
Why do you like Lich Guard?
That's funny, because I think that it's a gimmick unit. Like. It's like fucking Death Company, where if you go first, it's super cool, and if you don't, you're like, oh, I guess I spent my points. Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like them with the war skis. I like them with the
sword and board,
yeah.
Sword and board.
I think that's the impulse a little bit better, but just having two wounds and coming back on two wounds, I think is still pretty solid. Yeah. And I don't know if this is the dynasty that lets you get up to, like, five attacks each or not. Before
it might be.
But they can definitely throw out a bunch of attacks
For sure. Yeah.
All right. They can hit on twos and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're bad by any means.
So their delivery. It's like you're relying on your little jump shit or a Night Scythe, right, to get them there. And Night Scythes die relatively easily now. And
he does have the Veil, so he can.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's the Veil. But again, that's kind of like a first turn gimmick, you know.
Let me go look at Dave Armand's Carpetbagger Space Wolf list.
He got in.
He got in. So, let's see.
Poor fellow with Space Wolves.
Oh. Alright, you got an extra relic. He's bringing a Librarian in Terminator armor, a Primaris Chapter Master. Oh boy. Intercessor Squad, Intercessor Squad, Intercessor Squad, Intercessor Squad. He's throwing Power Fist on all the sergeants of those.
Okay. What's ABR stand for?
What's the concept?
Probably Auto Bolt Rifle plus Power Fist would be what I would
do. ABR plus... I got the Power Fist part.
Yeah.
Auto Bolt Rifle.
Bolt Rifle. Blade Guard Vets. Blade Guard Vets. Company Chapman. And the Company Champion has the Armor of Russ. Wolfguard Terminators with Lightning Claws and Storm Shields. Wolfguard Terminators with Lightning Claws and Storm Shields. Long Fangs with Missile Launchers. Long Fangs with Missile Launchers. Good luck, bro.
It's a list.
Yep, it sure is.
It
has models in it.
Yeah, it's a list.
That's going to struggle against a lot of matchups. But good luck, Dave. So... are there any other points of interest on here?
Let's go over Dan's list, the one that's not going to win.
Not going to win. Dan, fucker. Dan is doing electrical work tonight, so Dan's played this list quite a bit. I think he's just tweaked it mildly into the second war boss on bike.
Yeah.
But Dan's got an orc list. He brought a war boss on bike. Of course, the biggest boss and the killer claw. Then he brought a second war boss on bike. Gretchen. Commandos. And the cool thing about the commandos in the Death Skulls is they can get the OPSEC for the Zog'off. This is ours. Ooh, Mega Scrap Jet. He brought the nose drill on them, which I think lets them fight twice, if I'm correct on that.
So attack, consolidate, attack?
Yeah. And then an extra solo Mega Scrap Jet. Shock Jump Drats does three of them, and they have the, I think, the automatically teleport when they advance. The gyroscopic whirly gig on them. Mech gun, which is 5 mech gun, 2 mech gun, 1 mech gun. Burner bomber, which is basically mortal wounds output, and then trucks, yeah. 2 trucks. So, tis a glass hammer, but if piloted in a skilled manner as Dan does, he is going to do pretty well. So,
but not win. He'll do well, but not win.
Yeah. It's probably about one of the only versions of an orc list right now that are really working to a certain manner. The burner bombers have to hit well and hit hard to, I think, make that list do what it wants to do. So, and then like I said, I played Alex with a similar list, and you know, mech guns are like all or nothing. And if you have that bad turn of dice with the mech guns, you're kind of fucked, but. That's my take on that.
Is the Smasher Gun the, right? I should be bringing Smasher Guns.
Yeah, it should be
Smasher Guns. Except the two dice and beat its toughness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
equal or beat its toughness, which is an important distinction. Yeah.
And they're D3 shots, right?
Yes, yep. D3 each. And
also a model that's probably 30 points under costed.
Yeah, they are cheap.
So they are way too cheap for what you get.
All right, let's look at
that's
this.
That's kind of just like pork in general, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think boys are costed appropriately. I'd even argue that most of the vehicles are like the scrap jets and all that. They're costed appropriately. The burner bombers are probably a little too cheap, but only because of that retarded ass stratagem, because Psychic Awakening is fucking stupid.
I don't know. Some of the, like I said, the points are so weird. Like, why are, what is it, Void Raven bombers are 200 plus points compared to a Burnup Bomber being 155.
Yeah. Right,
exactly.
It's like, wait, what?
No. Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah. Yeah, it's GW is retarded half the time, so it is what it is. So,
let's look at, since we got Sean on, let's critique Scott Sasser's Death Guard list.
Scott's list.
So you want to do this one? You got it up, Sean?
I'm looking at it, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, man. You lead this one.
So you got a Demon Prince, looks like he's rocking Play School of Gothilla or whatever. So that's interesting, because I don't think it's actually a shooting attack, so it can hit things that are in engagement range and stuff like that, I think is what I've heard about it and read about it. Hellforge Sword, Talons, he's gonna have Living Plague and Curse of the Leper for powers. He's got some Malignant Plague Caster. So you're rocking that Miasma, Plague Wind. I don't mind Plague Wind, actually. Plague Wind's actually gotten really good now.
As long as you're in Contagion range.
No, that's just the roll a bunch of dice compared to what their models are, so...
Toughness, right? I thought?
No, it's Crystal Leper. Leper is 7 dice, beat their toughness.
Gotcha.
That's good, but...
Yeah.
On a 9-up, Plague Wind does mortal wounds on 5s instead of 6s. Gotcha. So you roll into a unit of 30 with that, and it's hit.
Yeah.
Looks like Plague Marines with Flail... Plague Marines to Flail, and then 20 Poxwalkers. He's got the Blight Spawn with the Stench Vets, which is good.
What's Foded Variants? What's that do?
That's the elite characters. Okay. So you can fit 3 of them into that one.
3 is
section.
One slot.
Yeah. So he just has the one Blight Spawn, which I think he's a must take for all this. Oh, and he has the Viscous Death, I think. That's the rerolling number of shots and plus 1 strength pathogen. Well, all pathogens are plus 1 strength, but it's rerolling shots on it. A couple of Bloat Drones and Flesh Mowers. He's got Blight Haulers, three Blight Haulers, and then he got three Plague Bridge Crawlers with Entry Cannons, Fly Guns, and he has a Rhino as well.
Yeah, so it's pretty much just the vehicle block that I am expecting out of most Deathguard.
But he's not playing with the Iron Claw Furnace, which I think is a little weird with the Malefic Blight Haulers. I think if you're spending 420 points, you might as well bring the Relic.
The cover for them or whatever.
Yeah, the four Bimble. I think it's worth it for them. But okay. I don't hate it. I don't love it. Like I said, I don't think Plague Runes are where it's at right now. I think he could have, I don't know, maybe dropped probably a Blood Drone and a Blight Hall, or Blood Drone and a Plague Risk Caller and Marines, and done some Terminators and more Boxwalkers. Mm-hmm. That's probably where I would have changed it.
I mean, he's got the vehicle core. Like, that's just a nightmare to deal with.
It is,
That being said, the only other thing in the whole list that's really doing any damage is the Demon Prince.
Yeah, but I still think the Demon Prince is probably lacking a little bit of fire right now.
He gets disgustingly resilient out of that book, right?
He does, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's good, right? 8 wounds with disgustingly resilient doesn't suck on him.
No, by no means does it suck.
Yeah.
It is a little bit slower, though. Death Guard Demon Prince only move 10 inches with wings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think he could have saved 35 points and just walked him around. I mean, sure, that mobility is helpful, but...
Gain, what, 3 inches on that? Because they're 7s, right?
Walking? I don't know. I don't remember off the top of my head.
I think there might be.
But I still feel like walking him is just fine for saving that 35 points.
Yeah.
I mean, that's already more than halfway to another squad of 10 box walkers. That's...
Yeah. Because all he's doing right now, it's like the only thing fast that's going anywhere in that list is the Demon Prince and 2 Blood Drones.
Right? That, I mean, he's running his... I think he's going to put 10 Marines in a Rhino and roll that up too. But
yeah, that's fine, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I agree with you on the Plague Marine thing. I think that they're just kind of... Like, they can, hit like a truck, but you have to spend like 3 CP and you get like one round of really good combat.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I ran that. I ran 10 Plague Marines, 2 Flails, 2 Cleavers, 2 Maces. It hit like a truck, and then they just died after that.
And then they
like,
just died. Yeah. Exactly. And it's, what, 280 points or something like that? Damn near 300?
I think it's 266, the way I was running it. Yeah.
There you go.
But,
so.
It's still, exactly. It's like, well, I got rid of them and put in my points somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah. It was fun, but it's not a must-take by any means.
Yeah.
So. Cool. That's a probably good list review of kind of what the meta's looking like coming down. So,
I was still surprised not a lot of Death Guard players were out. I mean, leaks were out. I was getting games in with the leaks pretty much got the rules down. There's a couple things like timings, but...
Maybe you guys are all just slow-moving, durable
that
people.
That could be it. I mean, maybe they'll show up next week. But
yeah, I don't know if... Like, the people that got to sign up were, like, Death Guard players,
That's
fair. That's probably a lot to do with it.
Well, a lot of these players were probably LVO players, right? And then that got canceled, so we kind of did this.
Yeah. Part of this was your idea, so...
I know. I appreciate it, too. But we couldn't do New Year's Knockout, so it's like,
You're not even playing?
Yeah.
I said, I was planning on TOing New Year's Knockout, so if you want another TO or judge, I'm here.
Yeah, so I enlisted Chichon's services. I think he's going to wind up being able to play, though, so we're going to...
Like I said, I'll have my army if people want to get games in the evenings or after and stuff like that or before, so...
I depending on my schedule, I think I'd actually probably like to play you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Depending on how tired I am and what my wife wants to do.
We're going
to
be at the shop probably all day tomorrow setting up, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's even better because she works, so I can come in. Fuck, we can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, so. I know Scott wants to get a game in for sure, but so I don't think I have plans after that. So I'm
I don't care about him. I don't give a fuck about him.
If anything, I can set the alarm remotely so I can just give Alex the fucking key and he can lock up whenever you guys are done. So
we'll figure it out.
But all right, guys, let's call it there. We're about an hour in. People are probably tired of listening to us fucking talk. So give us some feedback. What do you think about the list at Wizards GT? We'll have results next week. Congrats to all of our winners, and I'll announce what we're giving for drawings and giveaways next week. So, Alex, last words?
I haven't had any pants on this whole time. Fuck you guys.
Okay. This is going up on YouTube, so hopefully you can get a peek at that sweet, sweet leg. Sean, last words?
Show Me Showdown. Ooh, whoa, sorry, distracted.
So turned on right now.
Yeah, Show Me Showdown this summer. Tickets on sale right now. I'll be judging that, so you'll get to see me there. I'll wear shorts there. I'll wear shorts this weekend, so looking forward to seeing you guys.
The sexiest thighs in 40K, so.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
If you want, we can do a little modeling shoot and give some pictures away for your next giveaway.
Yeah, make a calendar for Wizard GT.
Yeah, there we go. Make a calendar for the Patreon. That'd be the way to go. So, all right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe out there. Have fun. And enjoy your games. Remember, if war gaming was easy, it would be your mom. Hey, Patty, what's happening?
Game over, man. It's game over.